On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. This November, Monterey County voters will face dueling initiatives with different visions for a piece of land on Fort Ord. One measure seeks to maintain the original plan to develop some 500 acres on the former Army base, the other to prohibit development of the land. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports on the initiatives and their effect on a proposed cemetery for veterans.
James Bogan walks the hall at the Veterans Clinic on the former Fort Ord. He's a large man with a soft voice and a quick wit that comes through as he introduces himself.
Beautiful old gentleman, always nice.
After 21 years of service to his country, including two tours in Vietnam, he now serves his fellow veterans. For two decades, he has championed a veterans cemetery on this former military base. Both the land, along with some state and federal money, have been set aside, but Bogan says more money is needed to complete the project.
We have some other buildings. We want to put a museum, an amphitheater. So this is what this is all about. We need financial help.
They especially need money to maintain the cemetery into the future. So the Central Coast veterans set aside some of the land called the endowment property. The plan is to sell it to a developer to raise the $1 million that's needed for all the improvements and the endowment. After 10 years of looking for a buyer, the developers of Monterey Downs offered to buy it. Monterey Downs is a proposed equestrian-themed development to be built next to the Veterans Cemetery. It includes a horse racing track, housing, and a shopping center. But the future of this project is uncertain. That's because there's a ballot initiative to stop this and any development on the 500 acres of land Monterey Downs hopes to use. That has Bogan worried, because no chance for development likely means no buyer for the endowment property.
Bill Gates would come down here, and they couldn't build anything because it would be blocked by that initiative.
Supporters of that initiative to ban development applaud outside the Fort Ord Reuse Authority office as they turn in the signatures needed to get that measure on the November ballot. Jason Campbell is spokesman for the Fort Ord Access Alliance, the group behind the measure. He says development on the former fort should start in the areas that have abandoned buildings.
Putting a racetrack in the middle of an oak forest is just a bad idea, no matter what you're going to do with that property. I don't think we should be destroying beautiful oak forests when, again, we have plenty of other places to put development.
Margaret Vivian heads out on the property. She worries if this land is developed, it will end her peaceful walks. Even though the 500 acres is a small percentage of the 28,000 acres on the former base, Margaret says this particular space is unique.
It makes you feel good to come out here and spend time doing this. It's just a nice place to be. And this is just such a special place. They need to save it.
Brian Endicott agrees. He's about to bike one of the trails with his dog, Lucy. He says the trails that have been formed over the years are irreplaceable.
Relatively few places that can host the number of riders, the parking, the logistics that go along with it, and allowing for competition from, you know, beginner to advanced.
The executive officer of the Fort Ord Reuse Authority, Michael Houlemard, says development is already lined up for the fort's abandoned buildings and paved over areas. When the base closed, his office used biologists and zoologists to survey the former base. They designated areas that contained endangered species and unique habitat as protected. The 500 acres next to the Veterans Cemetery was not considered unique.
I think anyone can go out and look at these open space areas and say, it's wonderful open space, they have some nice trees, great places to walk, but they aren't distinctly different from other areas of the base.
Back at the Veterans Clinic, James Bogan reflects on the November election. His group is behind the other competing measure on the November ballot. It would allow development to move forward on the 500 acres adjacent to the cemetery. Bogan says without some sort of development on that land, the endowment parcel to support the Veterans Cemetery has no value. Still, he's philosophical about the outcome of the vote.
Well, remember, we live in a democracy, and majority wins. We have to learn to live with that. We, as veterans, put our lives on the limb so we can live within those bounds. We have to accept it, and we hope they accept it.
Now the issue is up to the voters. If both measures pass this November, the one with the highest number of yes votes will win. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.